Do you want to set your child up for success? Is tutoring out of your budget, or perhaps you're someone like me who just wants to save money on private tutoring? Is this a big school year for your child? You know, maybe they're starting kindergarten or middle school. Maybe there's another milestone coming up. Or maybe your family moved. Oh my gosh, I moved so much when I was growing up. And the kids are starting a new school. Or maybe your child is ahead and just not getting challenged enough in class. Well, IXL Learning is here to help. IXL Learning is a fun online learning program for kids covering math, language, arts, science, and social studies. It's powered by advanced algorithms. IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or the personality. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's right, it is school approved. So make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And How to Be Fine listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/fine. Visit IXL.com/fine to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Again, that's IXL.com/fine.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
Hey, By the Book listeners, we have two big announcements to make before we start today's episode.
First, a reminder that we have a live show coming up on Sunday, October 14th in New York City at the Pitt Theater. To find out more and to get tickets, visit thepitt-nyc/calendar or just check out our show notes.
Second, season 4 is in production but is currently without a distributor. As soon as we have a new one, we'll let you know. Just send us your contact info. You can do that by filling out the form at the top of the By the Book Facebook community page or on our Twitter page. Or you can email us directly at kristenandjolenta@gmail.com. That's kristenandjolenta@gmail.com.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah, Jolenta?
Could you please stop scraping your wife's feet in the studio?
At least go to another room, man.
Hold on, just a second. Are you guys jealous? You want Dean to scrape your feet?
I mean, yes, but not here.
Guys, there's enough of me to go around. I have two hands.
Stop, everyone, stop, please. We have far more important things to do than talk about foot care.
All right, fine. Jolenta, yes, fine. We will get to it. Because I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
And I'm Brad.
And I'm Dean.
And this is our seasonal husbands bonus episode.
That's right. It's time for another By the Book bonus episode, our between seasons treat for your ears. And today, it's all about the husbands, the great Brad and the great Dean.
Hi, everyone.
The greater Dean.
I don't know about all that.
Oh, not true.
I mean, who's wearing the greatest shirt today?
Thank you.
It's definitely Brad.
Do you like my tropical?
I love your
Always
tropical.
Immediately talk about visual things. On
hey, Dean, how many fingers am I holding up?
three and a half? Is that three and a half?
This is why we only bring in the husbands once a year.
Once a season, Okay, stop messing around.
Settle down, people.
We got lots of great questions for the husbands. Let's start with some questions about this particular season, season 3.
Yes. Jennifer asks, referring to the curated closet, how would the husbands describe their own current style and their ideal style? So it's two different styles.
Do they match
yes,
up? If
no.
they match up, then nope. Okay.
Oh, they don't match up?
No, yeah, I definitely. There's got to be two.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go with grown-up preppy hipster. How about you?
That's your current
That's
one?
That's his? Yeah, current.
See, that's closer to what I wish I... Like, my current one is like... My current one is like mall manager who, like, wants to be, like... the coolest version of a mall manager.
No,
like
what?
I'm like,
like
I like
so
I wish I wish I was like bringing it, but all my clothes are about a couple years old. They all have a lot of sweat trapped in them because I haven't like bought new ones in a long time. Like
you
I want to dress
you're making
like the,
yourself sound so gross right
I want to dress like the cool people, but like I don't spend any time or energy.
Okay,
and,
I'm
like,
just gonna interrupt here.
Yeah.
Our guys dress
They're
almost exactly
the same.
They yeah. always have a patterned shirt on, a solid trouser.
Yeah.
You guys dress exactly the same.
But I don't switch it up as much as I want to, man. I want to express myself, Chris.
I would call you, Brad, like, fun dad that thinks he's a hipster.
Yes. What I want to be, my ideal fashion, because I like that question, is like, I want to be Brooklyn goes to Joshua Tree.
No, you don't.
No, he does. He does.
No.
You haven't heard about his devotion to rainbow flip-flops.
I have that like dirt bag lifestyle in me deep inside,
yeah.
but I can't hang with those people. So I want to show up in Joshua Tree and they all go, whoa, this guy like is a little dressier than us, but I like it. I like that he's bringing like the boho Joshua Tree vibe.
I've been shaking my head for over 2 minutes
Oh,
straight.
I'm like so turned on by
it's
this,
gonna
Brad.
Come
I
off
didn't
my
know
neck.
This about you, and like we're going to go home and shop tonight.
I haven't done any shopping. Dean, do you want to change anything about your look?
You're looking good, man. Oh, gosh, thanks. What do I want to change? You know what? Sometimes I do wish that I had a little more time or money or energy to spend on buying new things. But like Brad, like a lot of the stuff that I have is 2, 3, 4 years old. It's been part of my look for a while. And, you know, I'll buy a fun new color of trouser just to mix things up.
That's
and
exactly
that gives me
that.
15 more combinations.
Yep.
So I can put 15 shirts with a brand new color of pant.
I only Woo-hoo. Have one color pant.
Well, right now, we had to put some to rest
I
recently.
Literally only have one color of pant. Lots of navy blue pants.
Oh, huh, really? I don't have any navy blue pants.
Yes, you do. You have navy some? Blue
I have
jeans. Blue jeans.
I have jeans, but all of my other pants are like forest green or Nantucket red or light blue or, yeah, something fun.
All right. Here's a question from Brooke. She says, I want to know more about the spouse's experience living by the curated closet. Did they secretly hope that their wives would settle into a different style than the one they ended up in? I know if I invited my partner to add things to my Pinterest style board, it would end up with a lot more visible cleavage.
Yeah, that's what I added.
That's what you
That's exactly what I did. Yeah, I added a lot more cleavage.
Dean likes my bikini wardrobe, and I have to confess that you mentioned, like, are you going to get more bikinis during this?
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I didn't get any more bikinis, and I didn't even mention my bikinis in the curated closet
what?
Episode. But I have,
somehow
I have a
style
lot of
to
them.
Dean means bikinis?
Yeah, that's what it means.
Does Kristen literally go, like, is your version of a date? Like, let's go bikini shopping or something.
No, but that's a great
idea. Oh, my
gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
No,
out.
That
is
totally
so
gross. I'm sorry. That's so gross. That's so gross.
But, Brad, what about you?
I hate shopping for myself.
Yeah.
I don't love shopping for Jolie.
No.
I just hate shopping.
I don't think you have much interest in my style, but you like
also,
what I do.
Also, I'm so much more boring than Jolenta that if I was to add anything to her Pinterest board, it would be like some mauve t-shirt, and she'd be like, or we could do this mauve shirt with that looks cool with like a cool pattern or something. I go, yeah, that. So it's like, I have nothing to add.
So you just love her the way she is because she's perfect.
Yes, and I actually liked her living by that book because she's got a super good fashion sense and she wanted to explore it. My only hesitation about the book was that, I don't know if you know, Kristen, but like sometimes Jolie gets really into something and then...
Oh, I've never seen that happen before.
All of a sudden gets really into something else, and that's literally why you have this show. And so I was nervous that we were going to spend like $1,000 on one sort of wardrobe, and then Jolenta would go like, actually, I'm more like retro janitor look or something, and then be like, this is my new look, and then be like, actually, I'm more like squirrel meets giraffe or something. I don't know. That
there's always
all of a
squirrel.
Sudden that there would
That's
be like nine
sometimes.
Different closets.
It hasn't happened so far.
No.
All right, fellas. Here's a pretty serious question from this past season. Syria wants to know, the season seems to have been very emotional for your wives, yet they have experienced many breakthroughs as well. For example, Jolenta confronting issues with the physical education teacher she had in high school and Kristen embracing her brand. Have you felt these changes as well? Has it impacted your relationship? What advice do you have for men in supporting their significant others in these periods of growth?
Wow. Good question.
Wow, that is a good question.
This has been a very emotional journey, I think, for Jolenta this season. Yes, it has impacted our lives. Yes, it has impacted our relationship. And I think for the better. You know, it was interesting with Jolenta going through all this, because I think we're in this moment where lots of people are thinking about their pasts and how it affects them now. And we see this all the time with people coming forward. But until you're living in it, I don't think you understand how scary it can be, how lonely it can be, how risky it can feel, and it is, to come forward and just tell your story. But it's also, it was kind of liberating to see Jolenta and how she handled it, because it was kind of simple, I thought. It was Jolenta thinking, am I going to tell the truth or am I not, right? Like, am I going to say the thing that happened to me, or am I going to paper over it and not say it, or soften it up or whatever? And so it was kind of a simple question, and I thought that we had a really good chance to grow together, and Jolenta had a really good chance just to make that decision on her own. And so I guess if there's any advice, it would just be that the person in your life always knows what's best for them. All they need from you is just to be told, this is your story, I trust you, and you should do what you want. And I think that's what we arrived at. But it was it was harrowing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was
tough. You did a really good job. Yeah. You did a good job of giving support without too much advice, which I think, even though I asked for it at times, probably all I was asking for was just support.
Yeah.
And you were very good at
that. And we're different people, and I think I'm a naturally much more cautious person. Mm-hmm. I can be a more private person. And so if you're somebody who really likes to give advice to your spouse, or that's the way your relationship is, in those really tough moments, it's time to turn that off and just listen, because my reaction would not have necessarily I'm not as brave in a lot of ways as Jolenta, but that doesn't mean that she needs to do what I would do. She should do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm very proud of you.
Oh, thanks. I love you.
I love you.
There's been a lot this season. A lot has been going on. I, of course, went to the royal wedding, for goodness sake, as Kristen became the most excited American for the British royal wedding.
I was rated one of the top three most excited.
You had a TV star for a while. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
I did.
Like overnight TV
it was
sensation.
Incredible. And what a fascinator game. Just saying.
Oh.
And then, of course, the things that Jolenta talked about this season, I supported Kristen through in season two, mm-hmm. when we had to deal with that through yet another piece of growth, another piece of change that's been happening over the many seasons of the show so far.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in for people who don't know what Dean means. During the episode, Why Good Things Happen to Good People, I spoke on the record about a former man who was in charge of me who did things to me. Yes.
Which is horrific. Thankfully, that man has finally had all that exposed. Has this impacted our relationship? Yeah, I think it has. But I think we've both grown through this season and the seasons before it. What advice do I have for men who are supporting their significant other through this kind of growth? Be yourself. Listen. And just because your partner is changing doesn't mean you have to necessarily. We all react differently to these things. But you have to be present and you have to listen when someone is devoting time and energy to making a change. I think that's really important.
Listening is always good advice. Just always, always listen. Listen to people. And speaking of listening, we're going to go listen to ourselves, take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be asking the guys more questions about what it's like being husbands while we make the show in general.
All right, everyone listen to me break. Listen. Listen to this break.
You sounded
That sounded great.
You guys sounded great.
Do you ever find yourself wading through your newsfeed on Facebook or Twitter, wishing you could just call someone up and ask, what do I really need to pay attention to here? Well, what if you could? I'm Mary Harris, the host of What Next, Slate's new daily news podcast. And every weekday morning, I'm going to be on call for you, taking you inside one story, going deep behind the headlines. What Next is news you're not going to get just scrolling through your phone. To listen, subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
And we're back with the seasonal Husbands Speak episode of By the Book. We just got done answering some questions about the most recent season of By the Book. And we have lots of questions also about just the show in general for the husbands. Let's start with Cheryl. Cheryl says, have either Kristen or Jolenta recorded a segment with Brad or Dean that the husbands subsequently forbade from being aired?
I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't know if it was this
season. I remember you didn't want me to air the fight we had during Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, but I was like, I'm going to.
I said, please don't put this on the podcast.
And I was like, I'll edit it enough. And you were like, I don't know if I trust you. I was like, it has to be in here. Like,
I've definitely probably said something about somebody who I didn't mean to say something about and was like, could we please not put that in?
Yeah.
Whoever you are, beware. It's out there.
I'm pretty sure the same thing has happened for me. I'm sure there's things that have come out during conversations where I'm like, we can't do that. We've got to go back. I mean, I didn't want that bathtub scene.
You didn't?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God.
I did think
it was cool until we all reacted.
I did think very carefully about that bathtub scene where I'm like, do we really need that in the show?
That was season 2, Five Love Languages. If people aren't
following. All of those were from Five Love Languages. Yeah, the ones that shouldn't have gone in.
And way back in the first season, too, that Marie Kondo episode. Oh, there was a bunch of stuff I did not want you to put in.
Oh, there was a lot of fighting going on.
But the way you guys fight doesn't even sound like a fight. Like, Brad and I thought it was hilarious because Dean is like, do we really have to put it there? And that's Dean, like, having a breakdown.
Is that your version of a New Zealand accent?
No, I was just trying to get the upward inflection at the end where it's like, that's him being angry.
Could
like,
you tell how angry I was? It was incredible.
No, and I was like, this is, like, one of their big fights.
You know what we didn't put in the episode once was how I was like negging you a lot about the book that you were doing that you kind of liked. You kind of liked the book, and I was being Mr. Negative about something. And eventually you kind of snapped at me and were like, can you just like get on board? Like, can you just like listen to my experience? Can you shut up about your own opinion?
I think I was like, can you stop performing? Like, I don't know what idea you have for this thing I'm recording, but just fucking take what I'm putting down.
I was just feeling my feelings, but Joel, it was like not the time.
No.
It was not the Brad show, I think is how Jolie described it. And I was like, well, I got thoughts.
It was like a rail fight.
Hold on. You have no idea what book that was?
I think it was also Five Love Languages.
Oh.
We were just having a rough time during that episode.
And you were being like, I think these are the love languages I want. And I was like, those are dumb. And you were like, the point is that I like them. And I was like, you know.
But like, why? Why would you? That's not how you should communicate. And I was like, wow. Like,
this. And then I think I also had thoughts where you're like, and Brad, I think these are probably like the way you feel. And I'm like, those are dumb too. And you're like, can we just talk without thinking things are dumb?
Yeah. It was just a lot of like, why does anyone ever need to communicate? And I'm like, this is why, like, we're never going to make it. But we are going to make it. But I felt that way at the time. And then I was like, wow, we cannot use this.
That actually seems like a good segue to this next question from Angela.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to read this?
I got it. Okay. I got it. Angela says, have you guys become more mindful of how your relationships are portrayed on the show? It seems like Jolenta and Brad have less arguments, which may be because they are arguing less. Or is it because Jolenta and Brad are less willing to put that part of their relationship on the show?
We argue less?
I think we must be arguing less if it's not on the show.
It's also possible that the books we lived by in season 3,
right,
the men didn't have to get sucked into as much. Like, we didn't have any
That's
book like the Five
There was
Love
no,
Languages.
Like, let's rearrange the entire house. Like, the closest I got was rearranging, like, my part of the closet.
Yeah. I did not feel nearly as sucked
affected,
in this season. Also, I think that this experiment that you guys have been doing now for a while, I've learned how to deal with it, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've learned how to walk in, you're doing something weird, you're curating some vision board that I don't understand, and I just kind of go to another room until you ask me about it. And then you go, what do you think? And I go, it's great. This is awesome. I know how to insulate myself a little bit more.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But you guys were really spared in season three.
Yeah.
You were spared most of the work.
Yeah.
You really were.
Yeah, definitely season three.
I mean, the most work you had to put in was like walking outside with me and then timing me when I did power poses. That was about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. We like hugged a tree together.
We composted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We still do.
Yeah, we did a lot of walking in nature. That was fun. I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. That was good. All right, so Whitney has a question. Dean, do the husbands get to listen to the episodes before they are released? And I'm pointing at Dean here because he has a confession.
Well.
Oh. Wow.
So no, we don't get to veto any episode.
We don't listen to them.
And,
no.
And I have a confession, and that is that I don't really eagerly await an episode drop at midnight on a Thursday night.
It's a Wednesday night.
See?
That's how
that's
eagerly.
Why I keep missing
you
them.
Don't
it's the wrong wait. Day. It's the wrong day.
This is Dean's way of saying he doesn't actually listen to the show.
No, because
you don't listen to the show?
I live the show. I live the show.
No, you don't. We just talked about how this season they spared us. So now you gotta listen to the final product, right? Just do it for Cam. Do it for Cam, man.
At least not get one listen
wife.
On
he's
that board.
One
who puts it together and makes That's it true. Sound so edited and stylish.
It's true.
It probably does sound incredibly stylish.
You don't even know.
I'm totally kidding. Wow. I do listen to episodes, but I don't religiously wait around and keep up every week.
I get off work right before midnight, and then on my train, I can always, at 12:01, I can start listening. So, and sometimes I'm listening to it that night.
Yeah, he'll come home like late on a Wednesday night and have
Thursday
feedback.
Morning.
Or, yeah, Thursday morning, I guess. And be like, whoa, this thing you did was crazy. Or like, I didn't know Kristen, blah, blah, blah.
But we don't get to listen to anything beforehand.
No, never.
Not a chance.
Yeah. But I think that this speaks to the next question. And maybe there's a new America's Favorite Husband.
Mm.
This is a question from Kristen. Not
me,
different
you?
Kristen.
Yeah.
No. Kristen says, Dean, what's it like to be America's Favorite Husband? As if you still are after that last question.
Well,
favorite. I think I just gave away my crown.
Or maybe that's the key. Just don't listen to the show and you stay like
above it all.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't do anything different. I just, that's a title someone bestowed upon me. I'm just still a husband. I'm still, you know.
I'm just a man.
I am. There's a lot of me to go around, though. Anyone need a foot scraped?
Dean's the nicest and the least judgmental of anyone here.
Oh, he's the least judgmental. I am such a judgy bitch.
You and Brad give each other a run
Hold
for
on.
The money.
Yes, high five. Yes.
We're the workaholics and we're the judgy ones. And I don't think that's like, I don't think they're exclusive.
Is workaholic the right word for people who are dedicated?
I'm just genuinely anxious when I leave work. About everything that's waiting for me at work.
I think a lot about that. But also,
it's not like a happy feeling.
Also, can I just say for a second, as far as judginess goes, it might just be that we're paying attention.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we know who we are.
Really?
We know.
So judgy.
And we have a perspective.
We just have some sense of self, and we know what we
so
like,
Brad,
and we know what we don't.
So, Brad, what's it like not to be America's favorite husband?
It's great. I've decided. I've judged it to be great.
Thanks for passing my crown back.
No. Oh, Brad, this is a question for you. And you're my favorite husband. I don't care what America thinks.
Thank you.
Sydney would like to know if Brad and Jolenta have made any more donuts after attending donut class in the 5 love languages.
Sydney, yes, we have. We Ooh. Made donuts on a weekend away to Connecticut where we were some friends. I busted out a huge ceramic pot. We filled it with oil, and I made donuts from scratch for everyone.
Shut and then wow. we had like a decorating
and
party.
Jolie was the main decorator.
Oh my
gosh! I have a picture.
Oh, let's see.
We'll Instagram a photo of the donuts.
Oh, those look great!
What? Oh, those look amazing! Whoa. Look at that.
Those look like, hold on.
From scratch.
That's a cake donut.
Those are the kind I like.
Yeah, like the old fashioned.
Old fashioned. So good.
Yep. Old fashioned is the only donut I eat.
Oh, they were excellent. Oh, well, so we got to make them again.
Next
sometime.
Time you make them, invite me and Dean.
Right.
Yeah, we'll totally
definitely.
Take those. Yeah. And on that note, I think it's time for a donut break. Donut break. But only cake donuts. Old fashions.
Donut break.
Donut break. Donut break.
Donut break. Okay.
All right, we're back with the husbands and more questions from listeners. This is our serious question section, so get ready. Abigail would like to know, reflecting on where you were 5 years ago, where did you imagine you would be now, husbands?
Wow. Gosh, 5 years ago.
Did you know Kristen 5 years ago?
I did not know Kristen 5 years ago.
Whoa, yeah.
I did not imagine I would be here. Certainly not.
You didn't think you would be starring on an internationally renowned podcast?
You didn't think you would be America's favorite husband?
Well, no, that I knew. I just didn't think I'd be with Kristen.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
I'll take that back. Thank you very much.
This has been quite a ride. For those who don't know, Kristen and I have been married for, I don't know, a month or two now?
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years. So I've met her in the last 5 years, and a lot has changed and become even more wonderful.
Aww.
And Jolie and I, so we were together.
Dating?
Yeah, we were together and dating, but we had like these radically different lives. Like we both worked in theater. Now, several years later, we both work in audio. Jolenta has like pursued her stand-up career. I'm working as a journalist. Like, life changed, man.
Yeah. I would have said like you would be doing regional theater around the Northeast.
Yes.
And I would be like a business manager at a non-for-profit.
Yeah.
And I would have said we were married, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good. Well, speaking of marriage, this is a good point to answer Stuffy's question. Stuffy says, I want to know about your weddings. Did you have to call on any self-help books or self-help principles to get through the process?
Jessica Simpson's.
I do.
Oh,
wedding book.
Book
no, I wish we had that book.
We occasionally read excerpts from at our live shows.
You guys, yeah, you guys just introduced that to me, and I'm like, oh God, I'm so glad you didn't know this existed.
Me too.
Well, actually, full disclosure, this might surprise some people. Before Gene and I got married, I insisted on ordering a couple of books from the Gottman Institute. Do you know who they
are? Oh, yeah. John Gottman.
Yeah. Seven Principles of Making Marriage Work. He's been featured on like This American Life,
on,
like, 25, like a whole bunch of TV shows and so on. And he has an institute where after interviewing couples for, I don't know if it's 20 minutes or half an hour, he can determine with over 90% accuracy which couples will be divorced and which will be married in 5 years and which will be happy and which ones won't.
Talk about judgy.
That's why you guys must love him so much, right?
So we started to read his book and got maybe 5 pages in.
Yeah.
I still remember, like, we would go to the beach and we'd always bring the book, and I don't know if he ever...
We didn't really read the book in any great length. I mean, I skimmed through a couple of chapters here and there, and we tried to read together, but... Yeah, I don't think that really had a huge bearing on our wedding at all.
No. Not at all.
I'd be too scared.
What? Why would you be scared?
Oh, because we're for sure
the guy that can predict if you're going to be together 10 years from now, he's the one you're taking advice from before you're... No, thank you. No. I don't want to hear what he has to say. Nope.
We did not do anything.
That's
like
Ouija
that.
Board to me. That's a relationship Ouija board.
Whoa.
Brad has strong feelings on this. We didn't use any. We like drank a lot of alcohol to like prepare for and get through our wedding.
Yes. Hold on. Did you drink before you guys walked down the aisle?
Yes. My mom like had to hand me a tequila shot and like shove me down the aisle.
Because you were nervous about the proceedings.
No, I was like, I am tying myself to another human for the rest of my life in front of all of my friends and family. Like, is this a thing people do? Why did I want to do this? And my mom was like, shut up, drink this and go. Like, you're fine.
Were you nervous about the particular human that you were tying yourself to?
I think the institution of marriage itself.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is not the time to, like, question whether or not you believe in marriage.
What,
like,
is monogamy? Yeah,
like,
not today.
She's like, we paid for this shit, drink this and go. Like... Yeah.
Hold on. Were you drunk at our wedding?
No, I was not.
I was
drunk
not
at our
drunk.
Wedding.
I was a little tipsy.
I did have a drink. We had named custom cocktails made after us.
Frozen drinks. Right. Do you guys remember the frozen drinks?
You guys
what
had,
were
like,
they?
The Dean and the Kristen.
Oh, yeah, it was just.
I
good,
believe
good
I was
names.
Drinking the Kristen most of the night.
That's because the Kristen is the frozen margarita.
Yeah, I was like, Kristen. The Kristen was just a margarita.
Yeah,
so.
And Dean's was the bourbon peach cocktail.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
You had the Dean for sure. Yeah,
I'm a total Dean.
Oh my God.
I'm a total Brad.
Ay. Oh, I like this question from Sierra, who says, I would like to hear Brad and Dean pitch their own self-help books to us. What is their guide to happiness? What rules, if any, do they live by? Personal philosophies, etc.
Can we write it together?
No.
I think we should write it together.
Okay, so together, Dean, I think we would write.
Oh, my God.
I would love if we wrote a book together.
Fine. Write it.
The author line would just say, by the husbands.
Yeah.
It would be like, The Kiwi's Guide to Outdoorsmanship.
But you're not a Kiwi.
I know, but I would just follow his lead. And I've got a beard, and I like being outdoors.
Oh, you could totally pass as a Kiwi, Brad.
Yeah. I know. I think so.
All we have to do is work on your accent and make the sentences go up a little at the end.
Oh, that was pretty good.
He's basing this all on Flight of the Conchords.
Truth, mate. That's amazing.
A little bit naked.
Oh, I'm chuffed that you're finally on air with me.
I'm chuffed. I'm going sailing. I'm sailing tomorrow on my boat.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect.
That's Australian.
Huge apologies to all of our Kiwi listeners right now. Huge apologies.
Our book would have something to do with keeping a positive attitude, listening to people around you.
Mm-hmm. Like letting your wives derail your life every day.
And how to be a submissive man.
Yeah. How to be a husband.
Husband.
All right. Totally different question. Switching gears here. Syria, who I think we heard from before, wants to know what all of our nicknames are for each other.
I mean, I called Jolenta Jolie, like everyone else in her life.
That is a nickname. Yeah. Do you have any, like, cute nickname for me?
We've assigned animals to each other. You're a mouse because you're constantly sneaking food from the kitchen.
True.
And ooh. I'm a bear because I can't use my hands.
You can't do anything delicately, so it's just sort of like. I also call you my baby head.
Yeah, because I'm bald and I've been bald since the day you met me, even though I was 25.
Yeah, so you're my baby head.
Oh my
head
God.
Like a baby.
Okay, so I think it's super funny that Brad is called a bear because I also call Dean. I call him usually Honey Bear.
Yeah.
Which,
usually Honey Bear.
There are a couple of different kinds of honey bears, I must point out.
Jolenta just mimed throwing up.
I know she did. I pretended not to notice.
She does this all the time.
No,
to you?
But if you look up Honey Bear, you'll see there are a few different kinds. And the main one is the one in Asia that devours and eats people and just tears them apart. There's that very violent honey bear.
Mm, I have heard of that.
Have you heard of that one? Mm-hmm. Dean's not that honey bear, but
I don't think I'm that.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe he's like the sweet guy, but he's got like a mean streak if like he gets if he gets poked like a bear.
Yeah, you poke me, I judge you. That's how that works. And my nickname for Kristen is Fudgy.
That's one of my nicknames.
Which is which I use a lot, which comes from her obsession with Fudgy the Whale.
Oh, like the cake.
The ice cream cake.
Yeah,
there's this brand called Carvel. I've only heard of it since I moved to New York, to the Northeast, or I guess maybe Midwest.
Oh, no, it wasn't in the Midwest.
Oh, okay. Or was it? I don't know.
No, I think it's East Coast only. I've only heard of it since I moved out here.
Yeah, but Fudgy the Whale, and then also sometimes, and I love it when Dean does this, have you guys ever watched Gilligan's Island? Do you remember the Howells? Mm-hmm.
No.
They were the rich couple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Mr. Howell used to always call his wife Lovey. And Dean sometimes calls me Lovey, which I think is super cute.
I do call you Lovey occasionally. Yeah.
Jolie said that before.
I call you Lovey, like mostly in text messages.
Lovey.
Yes.
I think it's really cute. Lovey, like Mrs. Howell.
All right. Our next question is from Christina. She says, will Dean ever run a one-shot D&D session for Kristen and Jolenta so they can see how amazing it is? No. Next question.
Wait. Can I roll a saving throw to see whether I have to?
You brought a die.
How many sides does this die have?
20.
A 20-sided die.
Oh, my God.
A 20-sided die.
Saving throw
was 8 plus 3 for my charisma. That's totally above the 10 I was aiming for. I don't have to answer that question.
Don't even understand what you're talking about, honey.
It's a different language. I know Brad would play. I'm not a games person.
But your listener didn't invite me to
because
this game.
We make fun of Dean, I think, actually. Because we make fun of Dean.
We don't make fun of him.
I'm happy for you that you have a friend that will play a game with you.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm going to just take a moment here to welcome Dog Frank to the studio. Frank is now in the studio, and we have some very special questions just for Frank the dog. That is the dog that Jolenta and Brad have as their little baby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, Frank, listeners would like to know, here's a question from Kristen. She wants to know, Frank, how did Jolenta and Brad bring you into their lives?
Oh, well. Hey,
you're both fighting to be
no.
frank.
You
be
can
frank.
Do it.
Come on.
No, no, you
well,
should
we'll
do
take
it.
Turns.
You're better.
Well, one day I was at my foster dad's, and these two idiots came to visit, and I went right in their lap because I could tell they were big suckers, and the lady started crying and said, he's our dog now.
All right, Frank, Glenn would like to know, Frank, what book caused the greatest improvement in your life? And which caused the greatest problems?
The one that caused the most problems was definitely Pleasant, because all of a sudden my mommy's like, don't balk. And like, I had to listen for the first time, and I was not a fan. That's a big problem for me.
The one I liked was the one where they got that bucket full of food scraps, and then I just smelled that bucket all day. Oh my god. Oh my dog. It was incredible.
Frank, I.
You mean the compost?
Oh, yay. Yes.
That's from Zero Waste Home. Good job. What's... And you know what? If I'm not mistaken, that's also the episode where Jolenta started picking up your poo.
Yes, my poo ends up in there, too.
Yes, yes, your poo is in that episode.
It's a complicated symphony of smells.
Oh, Frank, thank you. Thank you for ending things on a high note with us today. Huge thanks to you. Huge thanks to your dad, Brad, for being here today. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
And huge thanks to Dean.
You're welcome. It's great to hear from the listeners.
And speaking of the listeners, thank you all of you who wrote and called in with all of your fantastic questions for the husbands and for Frank.
Yep.
And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Jolenta G, at Kristen Meinzer, at By the Book Pod, and you can follow us on Instagram. We have details about that in our show notes. Thanks, as always, to our lovely producer, Cameron Drews, and to our managing producer, Mia Lobel, and to Andy Bowers at Panoply.
Special thanks also to the Rizzos, who sang our theme song, and to Nate Wyda, who composed our theme song.
Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
I'm Jolenta Greenberg.
I'm Brad.
And I'm Dean.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Do we need to redo the byes? Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 And together. Bye.
Bye.
We did it.
We did it.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.